Bloomington Normal has seen a population boom in the last few years, thanks to hiring from Rivian, State Farm, and other employers. As new residents settle here, they have questions and ideas to make the community better. But knowing where to go to get help can be difficult for newcomers. WGLT's Eric Stock reports in the latest installment of our series, Welcome Home.
Adam Farkas moved to Bloomington Normal in August. They accepted an art teacher position at Illinois State University. Farkas's timing wasn't great. The hiring surge at Rivian made finding a place to live difficult, especially for someone who wanted their home to double as an art studio. They found a loft apartment in downtown Bloomington, but Farkas has heard how others have had to commute into the Twin Cities because of a housing shortage.
I've heard that like celebrated as like, you know, this metro area now extends to like Kankakee or something. And to me, that feels not like a thing to celebrate, but like an issue about people who would like rather prefer to like live where they work, but don't have the option to do that. Mm-hmm. So commute really far.
Farkas says they're concerned about a lack of affordable housing in the community. Farkas says they've been involved in various community causes where they've lived elsewhere, but between teaching, art, writing, and other career pursuits, they haven't had time to look into that. Farkas says they'll eventually try to connect with elected leaders and look for charitable causes. They want to address the housing shortage and support equity, anti-racism, and the arts community. Farkas identifies as queer and non-binary. Farkas says they generally feel welcome in Bloomington Normal, but at times faces microaggressions. Farkas says that's not unique to Bloomington Normal. Another recent transplant found something she says makes the Twin Cities unique.
This area has more chain restaurants than any place I've ever been.
That's Bridget Burke. Burke moved to Normal shortly before the pandemic after living her entire life in Baltimore. She says she misses Maryland crabs. Her mom is still searching for raw oysters after she moved here last fall. Burke moved to Normal after her wife took a teaching job at ISU. Burke works remotely for the National Federation of the Blind. The cause is close to her. Burke's wife, Natalie Shaheen, is blind. Burke says Bloomington Normal doesn't feel safe for pedestrians.
There seems to be a lot of pedestrian accidents, and I am wondering why we haven't encouraged both the town and ISU to build whatever's necessary to allow people to cross the streets safely.
The town of Normal and the university have been studying pedestrian safety, but nothing has come of it yet. Burke says when she's not around, her wife walks to the grocery store. That requires crossing four lanes of traffic on Veterans Parkway.
There is a crosswalk there, but it is dangerous if you are blind going, because the road is so wide.
Burke says she would like more intersections equipped with beeping sounds and signs in Braille for the visually impaired. Burke says she and her wife haven't pushed for changes and they otherwise are happy here after getting over the culture shock of moving from a big city. Burke says she plans to run for the Normal Library Board next spring and she's getting involved in buying real estate. Residents who have issues to take to City Hall can start by calling their council member. Donna Bolin is a city council member in Bloomington. She's been on both ends of that conversation. Bolin says she downsized into a smaller home when her children moved out about a decade ago. She says heavy rains led to frequent flooding in a detention basin in her backyard.
It began to back up, and it wasn't raining. And with my house facing the detention basin, during that massive storm, water was actually creeping up to my egress window in the basement.
Bolin went to City Hall for answers. She says it turned out the city was in a dispute with a developer over the detention basin that wasn't done properly. Bolin started to collect signatures to pressure City Hall when someone finally fixed it.
That is sort of how you run for office, but I had no intention of running for office. That's not... I'm an introvert. I don't like being in the public eye.
Despite the fix and Bolin's aversion to public attention, she became a frequent critic at city council meetings for years.
Hi, I'm Donna Bolin. I live in Ward 2. I just want to make some comments about the budget.
Bolin often questioned city spending priorities. When her council member chose not to run for re-election in 2019, Bolin decided she knew enough about how the city works to run herself. She won. Now that Bolin takes complaints from residents instead of making them a council meeting storing public comment time, she says she feels her experience as a concerned citizen offers a lesson to others who want the city to listen.
but I did my homework and I tried to offer a solution rather than just scream at the council. That doesn't do any good.
Residents have more ways to report concerns than ever before because of social media, email, and now artificial intelligence. The town of Normal, for example, has its own chatbot.
We have lovingly named him Hugh.
Here's Kathy Olofsson, the town's director of communications and community relations,
which stands for Help You Get Help. And Hugh is available 24/7 on our website.
Olofsson says Hugh has an 80% answer success rate for complex questions. Olofsson says there's a report a problem link on the town website. Those messages go to staff. Olofsson says it's not 24/7 service, but it's close.
We all have phones as extensions of our hands, and our emails come directly to us. We are pretty responsive.
Olofsson says she and two other staffers monitor nearly 30 social media accounts for public comments and concerns. She says public works issues are most frequent, things like missed trash, recycling, or downed tree limbs. Olofsson says the town wants to be proactive, too, and to set up a system for residents to opt in for notifications of street closures, community events, and emergencies. Residents who want to learn about government have ways to do that, too. The city of Bloomington hosts a Citizens Academy called Bloomington 101. It's an annual 8-week program where residents tour various departments, including police and fire, finance, and parks and recreation. Catherine Murphy is communications and external affairs manager for the city of Bloomington. She runs the academy. Murphy says it's an eye-opening experience for many.
They've been very surprised by the finance presentation when they figure out how much it does cost for a squad car, or they find out how much a snowplow costs, or what it costs to pick up the garbage.
Murphy says a mix of the curious and the ambitious show up for the sessions. She says Bloomington 101 is a good stepping stone for anyone who wants to run for city council.
It really does give you an interesting behind-the-scenes look at things that you might otherwise not realize, and it could prepare you for something. Say you want to be sitting on the council, you're going to have a little maybe background knowledge that somebody else may not.
Community newcomer Adam Farkas of Bloomington says they have no plans to run for public office. They just want to find a way they can serve the community. Farkas says they plan to stay involved in the Education Justice Project at the Danville Prison. It teaches inmates to teach other inmates English. Farkas says they also want to see what the arts community needs to help it grow.
I think I would look toward what kind of art is not represented and what do people want. People might not know that they want installation art. Maybe you just don't know that you don't like that you like it because you haven't seen it.
Farkas says there's already a lot going on in the art community in Bloomington Normal. They say it's part of the reason they moved here. Bloomington Normal's many newcomers all have their reasons for choosing to move here, whether it's for a job or family. While they like living here, each is looking for their own way to make the community just a little better. I'm Eric Stock.
This story is part of WGLT's ongoing series, Welcome Home, helping Bloomington Normal's newest residents learn about the community as it exists and empowering them to make it the home they want it to be. Learn more at WGLT.org/welcome.